Monsters from the Basement.
This is Ashley Lawrence, and you've just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hey everybody, this is James with Monsters from the Basement. We're at the Scare Fest in Lexington, Kentucky, and I'm sitting at the table of an actress who appeared in one of the most popular horror franchises ever, Hellraiser, Miss Ashley Lawrence. How are you doing today, Ashley?
I'm doing really well, thanks.
Having a good time here in Lexington?
You all are so nice and down to earth and just lovely and communicative. I'm having a wonderful time.
Stayed pretty busy this weekend, haven't you?
It's been super busy, yeah. And everyone's friendly, and it seems like everyone's having a very, very good time.
When you were growing up as a child, was acting something that you thought about going into when you become an adult?
That's an interesting question. I was the weird kid that stayed in during recess and drew. So then I'd create all these characters, and they would be my friends. And then I would create different kinds of characters and sort of adapt. And then I liked a boy, and he went into an acting class, so I followed him in, and he left, and I stayed.
So, do you still know him today?
No, I know of him. He was my first love. So, you know, you stay in peripheral contact to just know they're all right.
I know you've done TV, movies. How does doing a TV show compare with doing a movie?
Well, it depends on the television show, but most of the times the circumstances aren't quite as extreme as in a horror film, and especially with things like commercials, nothing bad ever happens, but like maybe your laundry isn't quite as white as you had hoped.
Now, how did you get involved with the Hellraiser series?
I was in a teenage drama workshop, and there was another girl who was also in the workshop who was an assistant PA over at New World who had had the rights at the time. And Clive Barker and Chris Figg, the producer, they were on their way back to London because they had gone to Chicago and New York and Los Angeles, and they hadn't found the person that they felt was right to play Kirstie. So at the very last minute, I got a phone call that said, go over there and meet these people. And I was given a bunch of sides of new script and just sort of did it on the fly.
Now, when you first read the script, what was your initial reaction?
Well, I think Clive Barker has an atypical ability to create an emotional and visceral world that's so tangible, and he makes sure that each character has their own cadence and their own challenges and their own individuality, and that was really palpable in the script and just the visuals alone.
That looked like it was a pretty physically demanding role. Is that true?
Yeah, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't firearms and push-ups, but it was more emotionally demanding, I think, than physically. Although, you know, well, the scene with the engineer thing where we're running in the hall, that was only about 2 feet long. So I ran in place and flipped my hair back and forth a lot to make it look like there was we didn't have a huge budget. So the little corridor was about 2 feet. I was sort of running in place.
The magic of movies, huh?
Oh, the editor was really good. Yeah.
After Hellraiser, what did you do after that?
Well, I've been doing movies and television and painting and commercials, and as you do, you know.
When you look back at the stuff you've done, is there anything that stands out in your mind as your favorite project or something that you're more proud of?
Well, I love Hellraiser, of course, because working with all of the people that I got to work with was a real blessing, just as an alchemical balance that you don't find very often, and that level of commitment and creativity and the ability to produce that kind of work. I feel really grateful to be involved in that. And I know this is going to sound silly, but I did a commercial for Geico Insurance with the little lizard who's animated, and we're in love in the spot. And so we were running on the beach and spinning in the meadow, and he wasn't there, of course, so I had my little imaginary friend, and that was really, really fun. And I like, there's a movie called Lightning Bug I'm really proud of by Rob Hall that they're actually re-releasing on Blu-ray soon, And I'm doing a children's book, but I think it's going to be a slightly inappropriate children's book because of the slant that my art seems to take.
Okay. When you look back on your career, what are you most thankful for?
I'm most thankful for the creativity that I got to experience with other people and the travel and getting to do something that people don't usually get to do.
I know you're here this weekend with Doug Bradley. Do you enjoy doing the conventions?
I love Doug, and Nick Vince is here too. So every time we see each other, it's like a little reunion.
Do you keep in contact with any of the co-stars of Hellraiser?
We do, yeah.
Well, that's cool. I'm sure there's a lot of your fans listening right now. If you could say anything to them, what would you like to say to them?
Thank you.
Now, I know you've got a website where you have your art phone.
Yeah, it's my name, Ashley Lawrence with a U.com, and there will be the theatrical side with what's going on that venue, and then the artistic side, and we're going to print up all that stuff and make it official.
Is there anything you're currently working on film-wise?
Well, there's one that involves a lot of firearms that I'm super, super, super excited about because, you know, who can turn that down?
Yes.
And then there's another one that's very steampunk based.
Oh, really?
Yes, and it's based on a current comic book, and I am excited about that one, too.
I know your character in Hellraiser was a pretty tough gal. Do you enjoy playing that type of character?
Well, I think it's inherent in most people to fight for what they believe in and to protect what is theirs and what they care about. And so it's pretty intuitive, but it also is really freeing to get to play someone who gets to actually embody that part of the human condition. It's nice to play strong characters. I don't mind if the character goes through a lot of like difficult times, but it's really nice to be victorious and find your strength and have that arc.
Okay, so you got those two films coming up, and anything else?
Oh, well, Sci-Fi did an interview. It's you know when they do like the 10 most extreme whatever it is? They wanted me involved with movie monsters, and I actually hadn't seen a lot of the films. Ironically, I managed to, because films like that are scary, so I didn't necessarily watch them. And for the first time, I saw Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original. I saw Psycho. I watched it 3 times in a row because I cannot believe how brilliant that film is. I watched Halloween. I watched, oh my goodness. Now I sort of get it because I've become friends with the people at the conventions, so I forget that they're actors in these films, and so getting to see them do their work in such incredible movies was really a blessing, and so I am in that interview for Sci-Fi talking about that.
Cool, I'll be on the lookout for that. Well, I appreciate you taking some time talking with me this morning.
Oh, no, you're lovely.
Well, thank you. You are, too.
Thank you.
And hope to see you here at Scarefest again sometime.
I will come anytime I'm invited. This has been the most lovely group of people that I've encountered. Honestly, so down to earth and just generous, lovely souls, you know?
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.